When the job market is tight, it's typical to see an increase in the number of people who are self-employed. That's certainly been true since the infamous tech sector bust in Silicon Valley. NPR's Laura Seidel reports for many former techies, self-employment has turned out to be both a blessing and a curse.
Komiko Yoshida has a pretty typical dot-com downturn story. About 2 years ago, she was laid off from her six-figure salary job as a director of marketing at a software company. For many months, she mailed out resume after resume, trying to find another position.
I was just kind of tired of getting all those letters that we received your application, and if we feel a fit, then we'll keep your resume on file for 6 months. I just kind of got tired of it, and I just said, you know, there's got to be a better way.
Well, Yoshida thinks she has found a better way. She's opened her own business.
That's Tim over there in the FDNY shirt. Gil is the one on the motorcycle.
Yoshida is introducing members of her social club to one another. About a year and a half ago, she and her boyfriend, Lance Evender, started Urban Diversions, a club that organizes activities for busy professionals. Today, she's arranged a horseback riding trip along a beach near San Francisco for 14 men and women in their 20s and 30s.
It is optional to wear the helmet, I believe. It's up to you. Recommended is the helmet.
Yoshida charges a membership fee of $20 to $40 a month, depending on the number of activities in which a member participates. She says she's got 240 customers and is starting to make a profit, although she's contending with problems like credit card debt and inadequate health care. Still, Yoshida is determined to make her business work.
With what we have right now, I'm able to at least cover my rent and stuff. I believe in this so much, and it's just absolutely amazing watching people form friendship or taking that workaholic and showing them there is life after work is so much more rewarding than just having that big paycheck.
Other former tech workers who've been laid off are also finding rewards in the struggles and freedom of self-employment.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Tony Ferlazzo.
Nice to meet you.
Tony Ferlazzo works from his home in Pleasanton, California. He and his wife have been running their own mortgage brokerage firm, Lightning Mortgage, for nearly 2 years. After 25 years in the high-tech industry, Ferlazzo lost his job in early 2002, and for the first time in his life, he couldn't find another one.
At that point, I was saying, okay, well, let's wipe the slate clean. Now, if I had to do it over again, what would I like to do? I'd always liked the thought of going into business for myself.
Ferlazzo followed his interest in real estate. At first, he thought he wanted to buy, restore, and sell homes at a profit. But he says when a contractor cheated him out of thousands of dollars, he ended up learning the hard way that being in business by himself meant assuming more risk.
Just like when you're in school and people say, wait until you get into the real world. Well, if you're in corporate America, wait until you get into the real world of business where you don't have the protection of corporate legal team and so forth.
Ferlazzo decided that being a mortgage broker was a safer bet. Now he's working harder than ever. He says 70 to 80 hours a week, and he's begun to make a profit. Still, he only has catastrophic health coverage, no dental insurance, and mortgage rates are rising, which could put a crimp in his business. But he does not want to go back to working for someone else.
This is a more attractive way to live than going back out, fighting the commute, spending 2 hours on the road each day, doing what I was doing. I'd rather do what I'm doing now.
In fact, studies show that people who've established their own businesses are happier than those who work for someone else, says David Blanchflower, a professor of economics at Dartmouth College.
Because they have the flexibility and the freedom, you know, they can decide what they'd like to do with their lives, and they're rich, and that's the dream.
As the jobs got more scarce after the tech crash, the number of self-employed rose. In 2003, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported there were more than 9.3 million self-employed workers in the United States, up from 8.7 million in 1999. But those numbers are likely to go down again, says Blanchflower.
Often people are not aware that the vast majority of businesses fail, but if they are aware of it, they don't think it applies to them.
Blanchflower says 90% of new businesses fail. And the numbers go even higher when the enterprise is begun by someone who moves from a layoff to self-employment. Blanchflower says lack of health care and more scattershot financial planning leave these individuals more vulnerable.
The self-employed people get very stressed out. They overwork. What if they get sick? Then what are they going to do? And so we all very frequently need a backstop to make sure we've got medical insurance and we've got coverage if something awful happens to us.
There are also many people who've been pushed unhappily into self-employment by a layoff. 33-year-old Michelle Cadu has been out of work for 2.5 years. She has an MBA and used to pull down six figures as a technical writer. She hoped she'd get freelance marketing and writing assignments, but instead she's doing jobs like promotional work for a bank for $10 an hour.
For ING Direct, they had some direct marketing, and I was a three-card money dealer on the street as part of one of their campaigns. I sure didn't expect that was going to be my part-time job after I got my MBA.
Cadu is not interested in being self-employed ever again.
I don't think that I would want to work for myself. It's so much work drumming up the leads. It's also very risky.
Indeed, those who are happily working for themselves would agree. In the end, they say running your own business must be a passion, even if it's one you've discovered by accident. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.